This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Load them up, boys. We're saving crackers when we need them.
Coming to you live, this is Locke and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Yes, here we go. Coming in on the lovely surface of Planet Rick. We're waiting for us right there is the very polished dome of Rick Ector. How goes it, sir?
Hey, man, it's going great. And, yeah, I just got the dome redone, man. And it's shining, it's gleaming.
There's nothing like a clean, shaved head.
I know, man. I have to break down and find me one of these shaving solutions, man. There's a ton of these devices on the market, man. I just have to make up my mind which one I want to get. It seems like they're all on sale because of Father's Day, you know?
Yeah, I just use one of those Mach 3 turbo razors and water.
Oh, like a handheld regular?
Just a regular razor,
non-motorized thing?
Non-motorized thing, yeah.
Man, when I shave with a non-motorized shaver, every now and then I nick myself, and I don't know if I want one of those accidents on my head, man.
Well, the problem with a nick on your head is when you nick your head, you bleed like you were shot up close with a big caliber.
Right. Well, of course, there's a lot of nerve endings in the head. So, yeah, it looks actually a lot worse than it actually is. You are absolutely correct. How's the weather there, man?
The weather is good. It's going to rain, I think, some this week. I don't know, but that's okay if it rains.
Rain is always good unless, of course, you're trying to cut your yard. And you know what? That's what I spent a good piece of my time doing today.
Yeah.
I was out working in the yard, cutting the grass. Tomorrow's trash day. I have probably the only cut lawn on my block because I guess everyone else cuts theirs on the weekend. I try to do it right before trash day.
Well,
I'm the envy of my block, man.
Yeah, when they pull up in front of your house and they're like, hey, look at that. Look at the garbage. Oh, look at this. Pull up in front of your house.
The only thing is that it's not the prettiest shade of green, though. I you know what? And it's been raining fairly frequently lately, but I'm telling you, the thirst of my lawn is insatiable, and no matter how much it rains, it doesn't seem to have as much impact as I think it should.
Right. anyway. So, what's on your mind today?
I have a question for you, and I'm sure you probably know. What do the states of Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Kentucky have in common?
Are they all constitutional carry?
They all either just went constitutional carry or will be implementing constitutional carry very shortly. And for your listening audience, exactly what do you mean by constitutional carry?
Well, constitutional carry is actually should be referred to as permitless carry, whereby if you can legally buy the gun, you can legally carry the gun. Some states have little caveats to where you can just carry the gun. If you want to carry it in the most ornate of concealed rigs or hang it with a string around your neck and anything in between, you can carry that way. But other states have a little more specifics as to how you can carry. There are some, you know, like all things that politicians do, they always make sure they put a few limitations in there here and there just so you can't be totally free. But it's commonly refers to not having to ask the state for permission to carry a gun.
Hey, there you go. Very, very good, man. You know what? I don't even know that I should be surprised. This is your bailiwick. This is your arena in which you're on the air on a daily basis. So I am not even surprised that you would be in the know. And, of course, your listening audience, if they didn't know, they know now.
Yeah.
Today, I wanted to broach that topic as it relates here in the state of Michigan. A state legislator introduced legislation to adopt constitutional carry here in the great Wolverine state, man. And you know what? This incident, this topic came up in Metro Detroit, because this past Sunday, I was invited to participate in a live on-camera debate with a local anti-gunner who obviously doesn't have the same sentiments I do with respect to the Second Amendment, but that's why they put these online boondoggles on TV, man. You know, pro-gunner such as myself and an anti-gunner such as that other guy, man, and it makes a great TV.
Yeah, but you were the only one smiling on that. I saw some of the excerpts of that.
I don't know. Maybe I was smiling. I don't know. I have to go back and take a peek, man. I do know that those appearances are fun, man, but I don't know. Did it seem like I was having fun?
Well, I mean, I think when these guys get out here and say some ridiculous something to, if they're out there and you're like, well, you know, what are you supposed to do if somebody kicks in your door? And they're like, well, I don't know. Maybe you should think about checking your white privilege at the door or something. Like, how are you supposed to do that when they just kick the door in? Or, and just the, when somebody says something ridiculous to you, you get this smile on your faces. I'm just presuming you're trying hard not to gut laugh at them.
Ah, man. You know, you hear some of the most interesting arguments in this space. I mean, if you're ever so fortunate as to be invited to participate in a discussion, you know, about gun rights and actually have someone who's your polar opposite virtually sitting across the desk from you and, you're invited to have a discussion on the topic. Yeah, some of the points or would be points they make are rather pathetic, but they are eminently predictable. And yeah, I never assume anything, and I assume they're going to say the most outrageous thing. And so yeah, I got to be ready for the things that I expect them to say and things that might apparently come from left field. And, you know, you always get some of those crazy scenarios or would-be premises to their argument, man. But it's what makes live TV fun, man, you know.
Yeah.
I actually enjoy live. I mean, we're live right now, right? So, yeah, live is it adds an extra degree of involvement and participation. So, man, yeah, I really enjoy it, but. You know, for me, you know,
Hold right there. Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Hector, legally armed in Detroit.com, Detroit CCW, either on the internet, on the web, on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and of course, YouTube.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector, we're here on Planet Rick. We were talking about, we're talking about some of his TV appearances and the fact that they're proposing constitutional permitless carry in Michigan, which Michigan is sort of is calling it bipolar on gun rights. Is that going too far?
No, I don't know if it would be going too far, man. But, you know, we have some good things in the law, man. And, I mean, we think that we can do better. You know, definitely there are states with worse gun laws than Michigan. And, of course, there are those that have, in my opinion, laws that are better. You know, and to that end, I would most assuredly say that constitutional carry would be better than having to rely upon open carry, which is, of course, legal here in Michigan, but there are some caveats and some potential pitfalls in the law that one needs to be worried about. And, of course, carrying with a concealed permit, you know, is also the law here, you know, assuming that you go through, you know, the regimented and documented process. And, of course, that was the whole point of my appearance on a local show here called Let It Rip this past Sunday. You know, the thing really for me, you know, I support constitutional carry in general, you know, just on philosophical grounds. But for me personally, it takes on an added importance because of the fact that in Wayne County, which is the county that has Detroit, it's, of course, it has a very large black population. You know, we're approximately 70% black here in the city of Detroit. And I say that because in our county of Wayne, the processing of concealed pistol licenses is being performed at a very slow process relative to other neighboring counties right now. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you guess. How long do you think that it's taking my county of Wayne to process concealed pistol license applications?
Well, I'm going to make a guess, and I'm trying to remember. You told me one time, but is it like a year?
A year, man. It is unconscionable that it is taking them 1 year to process concealed pistol license application. And it just coincidentally happened to come at a time where there have been news reports that our county is doing record number of arrests and prosecutions to CCW, you know, carrying a concealed pistol, you know, without the license to CCW. And so there obviously is some intersection there, right? I mean, people who I guess are the so-called bad guys, right? They're going to not carry, you know, they're going to carry a gun without a permit anyway. That's what bad guys do. But there's some percentage out there of people who are being prosecuted who for this only pending infraction of carrying without a concealed pistol license, this is the only infraction on their criminal background history. And of course, it's a felony. And of course, it precludes them from legally owning and carrying a gun. And of course, it's happening, coincidentally, some might add, at the very same time in which it's taking a year to get an appointment to turn in your application for a concealed pistol license. So obviously we see what the problem is, right?
Right.
It's de facto gun control, really, if you look at it. And there was a lawsuit that was filed by a local gun rights advocate on the behalf of one of the local gun rights organizations here in Michigan, man. And it didn't get a lot of notice in the media, but the lawsuit received an unfavorable result from the presiding judge who heard the argument. So right now, people are in the gun community are figuring out how and when we should proceed, you know, pursuing any legal redress in terms of getting something done. I mean, you have a process by which people can carry legally concealed with a permit, but if the permit is at least a year out, it sort of defeats the whole purpose if you can't even turn in an application. So obviously, I think, in my opinion, then yeah, exposure and drawing attention to this whole concept of constitutional carry, man. If there was ever a set of circumstances that say, hey, you guys should just go constitutional carry because obviously there is no will for local government in this county to process these applications in an expeditious fashion. What typical, I'll give you a crack at this. What typical excuses are they going to give you for not processing these applications in a timely fashion?
Well, here lately it'd be COVID.
Well, COVID is obviously
short-staffed. Short-staffed. They might be
manpower.
Manpower. There's a bunch of things they could allege. But see, here's the thing. Like in my state of South Carolina, which is completely backwards, Carolina is completely backwards. We just passed open carry with a permit.
Okay.
Before that, we were on the hook to become the first constitutional carry state that only allowed concealed carry constitutionally with no permit. That was in the workups. And I'll tell you what, I don't really have time to go into this. I'll explain to you why we're backwards and how this could be applied to your situation, because it should be applied to your situation. But before we get to that, as we head to the break, how do they find Rick Ector?
I am Rick Ector. I am at legallyarmedindetroit.com, also at Detroit CCW, home of the free women's shooting event this year. On August 21st through the 22nd, we're going to train 4,000 women how to load and discharge a firearm.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confidence that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Thursday that the U.S. would purchase 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID vaccine in order to donate them to distribute to nearly 100 countries. Announcing the purchase while in the U.K., Biden said that the first shots will ship out later this summer and will come with no strings attached.
200 million of these doses will be delivered this year, 2021, and 300 million more will be delivered in the first half of 2022. Let me be clear. Just as with the 80 million doses we previously announced, the United States is providing these 500,000 doses with no strings attached. Let me say it again, with no strings attached. Our vaccine donations don't include pressure for favors or potential concessions. We're doing this to save lives, to end this pandemic.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Democrats appear to be split over proposals to end the filibuster in the chamber, with West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin saying this week that he wanted the filibuster preserved. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks that the filibuster will survive in the Senate. The Kentucky Republican tells Fox News that not all Democrats are on board with changing the rule.
Well, I think a significant number of Democrats have indicated we're not going to change the rules of the Senate in order to advance a radical left-wing agenda that the American people didn't vote for. So when you have a 50-50 Senate, I think you need to look for things you can agree on. And as I indicated earlier, we had six major bills so far this year passed on a bipartisan basis where we worked together and we met in the middle.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Ector. We're on Planet Rick. We're talking about what he's having to go through to get his permit renewed and all this other nonsense they're playing in Michigan, various counties and everything, which would make constitutional carry a better fit for them. Here in South Carolina, as backwards as we are, if your permit comes up for renewal, now I don't know how this would apply to, say, you know, first-time application. But if it comes up for renewal, if you print that page where you paid your renewal fee, which we no longer have now, but it used to be if you printed that page, your permit was good even past its expiration date as long as you didn't have it revoked due to cause. You still got Rick? I don't hear the air in the background. Did we lose Rick? Oh, gosh. Hey, we got Rick. There we go. There's Rick. Did you hear everything
hey,
I said?
Yeah. I heard everything you said. You couldn't hear
okay.
me.
I couldn't hear. This is the drama of live radio, Rick. This is just the drama of live radio. This is why, you know, the reason that I quit smoking and drinking is because of the drama
right?
of live radio.
Hey, let me tell you, it's
anyway.
Exciting and it keeps everything fun.
So, I mean, but would that sort of thing be of any assistance in the beleaguered counties you're talking about, or are you...
Well, renewals here in Michigan are not a problem per se, because here's the thing. With renewals, what's supposed to happen is that they're supposed to mail you a letter, you know, 6 months before you expire, and you'll just take that and just send in the money, you know, in the postal mail system, and then, you know, you'll be in the queue, and, you know, they have, you know, up until whenever they receive it to process it. And whenever they receive it, they should, they allow 41 days, right? And if, well, for whatever reason, it doesn't get disposition in 41 days, if you hear nothing back from them, then your receipt that you paid your application fee will serve as your concealed pistol license until you receive an official response. So I like the way we handle that particular issue here in Michigan. I don't know if a similar mechanism exists in other states, but I have to say I like that process, you know, with regards to renewals. The only problem that has come up recently is that for some reason, a lot of people have not been receiving their renewal letters in the mail. And, of course, if you talk to some bureaucrat, they will probably find some way to attribute it to COVID. But, of course, there's a workaround if you're privy to it. So if you're in Michigan and you're coming up for renewal, you haven't gotten your renewal letter, call your Michigan State Police. They will, once you provide them with some personally identifying information over the phone to confirm your identity, they'll give you your letter number, which will then enable you to go online through your county, through the online website, and be able to apply that way in case you didn't get the letter. So, fortunately, there is a workaround, but... In terms of this whole issue with not handling of CPLs, concealed pistol licenses online, or being able to get them processed in an expeditious fashion, man, you think about all the other things that we're asking our government to do during this period. Death certificates, marriage licenses, you know, those are still being done in a timely fashion. But here's the big gotcha on that, man, is that this concealed pistol license program is essentially self-funded. It is a cash cow for the state. Application fees are in excess of $100 per application. They do a split between the state police and between the respective county clerk's office in terms of who gets what allocation of the application fee. So the money is not the problem. The problem is the will to do the job. There was a local attorney here who, on behalf of one of the major gun groups, filed a court lawsuit against the county clerk's office, and we didn't have a favorable result. So right now we're trying to figure out what we're going to do to proceed forward. And, of course, this whole issue, man, it just cries out for us to look in another direction. And you know what? Constitutional carry is hot right now. Everyone, I'm not going to say everyone, there's what, 17, 18 states that have recently adopted it. You know what? Michigan needs to be one of them.
Well, I mean, you got Louisiana about to become number 22. I mean, I would love to see Michigan become the next one. I want to see half the states become constitutional carry states, and then the other half of the states going, huh? I that's what I'm looking to see, but I would love to see that. But yeah,
One of the frequent, you know, ideas that come from the other side with regards to why they don't want something like constitutional carry to pass, of course, are predictable, right? They're going to say, you know, training is obviously going to be an issue, but I don't see it as an issue at all. You know, those who have a sufficient background in training and operating a firearm will obviously not need it, as opposed to someone who is completely green to the subject of guns. And they will engage in a completely logical act. They will go out and seek training. Because here's the dirty little secret, apparently. Whether you are legally carrying a gun with a permit or without a permit through the law change, you are not going to be done any favors if you run afoul of the law with a gun, right?
Right.
So if you know that you're going to be held accountable for doing something wrong, there's a built-in incentive for you to get trained. So why would someone carry a gun and not know how to do so legally? With regards to your usage of that gun or usage of all the ways in which one could be held legally responsible for an infraction. So typically the type of things that you hear from the anti-gunners, man, they don't pass the muster, right? Ignorant people or people who lack the knowledge will receive it. They will speak it out from people such as myself or others, and we'll be more than happy to do that. Now, where you
hang on for me, hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Didn't have time to let you tell how to find you, but we'll do that when we get back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We've been speaking with Rick Ector, talking about, some of the problems that people are having in Michigan right now, getting hold of a permit and everything else, and what might be a couple of things that would help out along the way. And so as far as this actually being taken up in Michigan, is constitutional carry a thing? Is it actually be going forward? Is it being proposed?
Well, it's been officially introduced into the state house. So obviously, it's real early in the process. You know, we have a governor who I personally suspect, should this legislation reach her desk, you know, I don't think that she would be inclined to sign it. However, one of the great things about introducing legislation of this sort and at least getting the process started is that it's going to start a dialogue. It's going to start conversation. It's going to have news media outlets talking about it. And of course, it gives people an opportunity to do the media rounds and to get on shows and to educate people. You know, a lot of times when things are being discussed in your state legislatures, many times people, you know, Joe and Sue Citizen, they don't really hear about these things. So this is an opportunity to make them aware and for them to at least ask questions. I don't think we're doing live meet your state rep events, but they're doing virtual stuff over the internet. So hopefully some people will go to these online virtual shindigs and ask appropriate questions. But, I mean, man, look, you don't always get what you want when you first ask for it. You know, many times you have to keep banging at the door, you know, however long it takes to get a response or to get the result you want.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, that's we got to play the long game and just keep on hammering until we have it our way.
Yeah. You basically have to keep at it, and hopefully you find candidates to see things your way, You know, the governor we had before, the current governor, you know, he had an R on his name, but, man, he didn't really do us many benefits from the pro-gun, you know, agenda. But, you know, not only do you vote for, you know, the letter that corresponds with the political entity that he that the person represents, because you actually have to actually engage these people and understand what they pledge to do or not do when they get your vote in that polling station. So,
yeah.
But yeah, man, you know, when you talk about being a gun rights advocate, yeah, voting is also one of those activities. I mean, we can all go to a big, giant gun rights rally, man, but don't forget to do your homework and vote accordingly at your polling station.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, you got to do that. You got to do your due diligence. And, I mean, an educated electorate is a very dangerous group.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it is. But you know what? There was a time, you know, when, you know, people who held elected office, they wouldn't dare, you know, think of un-American legislation to bring before the American public. But, man, let me tell you, you know, we could do many segments on some of the things that are being proposed on not only the national level, but in some states, depending on what state it is, some of the things that they're actually advocating and openly calling out for, man. But, yeah, it's our responsibility to be diligent and to be up to date on the issues and showing up to talk to these folks when they make their appearances in their community and to vote accordingly if certain fundamental rights, such as the Second Amendment, is important to you.
Hmm. Very good.
thanks.
I think
what?
It would behoove us to try to get, you know, I watch these debates happen.
Right.
And, you know, some of these debates are ridiculous. They get out there and go, Mr. President, every morning when you get up, what's your favorite pair of socks to put on? You know, they play the softball game with the Democrat. With the Republican, they'll get out there and go, so you are for gun rights. How do you feel about catching cancer and dying?
Yeah. You know, and that's the other thing, you know. When we're actually afforded, supposedly, an opportunity to, you know, talk to people who want to hold office in our name, yeah, we have to actually show up and ask those questions. And you know what? The people who are sponsoring these public dog and pony shows, they probably are working very diligently to keep people from certain political bents from being in the building. So, yeah, we have to do what's necessary and do what's required.
Now, I don't have time to go into this. That's too bad. Well, I have 3 minutes. You think you can give me a response in 1 minute?
I'll do it. What you got?
So did you see this psychiatrist addressing Yale, where she got out there and was just blatantly racist about all of her points that she was making, and nobody called her on that?
Oh, I missed that, man. What was going on?
She got up there and said that every time she says she walks around fantasizing. Her name is Aruna Kaladanini, right?
Okay.
Not Caucasian. She has decided she's like everybody else. You're not a black American. You're a person of color. So she's a person of color too. I'm a person of color too, but I don't get to count because I'm Caucasian. And she fantasizes about walking up on me and emptying a gun in my head.
Oh.
Because I'm Caucasian.
Okay.
And I mean, in a political bent, you know, when you see this kind of stuff happening, this is not something you can just sit back. And this is, she got away scot-free with this.
And no one called her on it? No one is?
Well, she's not responding to anybody. I'll send you a link.
She's not suffering any consequences with regard to her job?
No. She was at Yale, aren't you sure? I'm almost certain there were Caucasians in the audience. And everybody, I'll tell you who's been calling her out. Black American academia. They've all been coming on. They've been coming at her so hard. It's pretty funny.
Okay,
I just enjoy that good stuff. I enjoy that good stuff. I didn't know if you'd seen that or not. But anyway, that's all beside the point. We got the time now. We didn't have the time last time. Please tell people all the ways they can find you.
I am Rick Hector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R, LegallyArmedToDetroit.com, and of course at Detroit CCW. I have a presence on most popular social media platforms, whether it is Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and of course I have over 2,000 videos on YouTube, and of course every Thursday evening, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I bring Planet Rick to Bill Frady's Lock and Load. Be there or be square. It has been a pleasure, my friend, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Yes, sir. I look forward to it as well. True story.
I like that.
Rick ends everything he does on Facebook. He'll get out there and say, had oatmeal today. True story. Who's
it
that?
Is.
I just wondered who's disputing Rick. Nobody should be disputing Rick Hector. True
right,
story.
Right,
that's
right.
A true story. Anyway.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Hey, man, everybody needs a catchphrase, and that's mine.
I like it. Well, with me, your catchphrase has always been, if you don't have video, it didn't exist. But that's okay.
Right.
Let me roll down the street here. Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, man, my pleasure. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, 1911 University with Joe Chambers. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.